Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
The number one reason that people lose money in Google AdWords is that they do not realize these different match types or match options are there in their account, and they only go with broad.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best ever listeners, hello. How you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Farrellison. Well, happy Sunday. I hope you're having a best ever weekend. And because it's Sunday, well, we're doing a special segment. You know what the segment is. It's Skill Set Sunday. You're going to learn a specific skill that you're going to be able to apply to your real estate endeavors. And this skill might be something that you have always wanted to learn. At least, okay, I'm jealous. I'm jealous of this individual because he knows this skill and I don't. And that's why I wanted to interview him. And I'm sure that you are feeling the same way. If you've ever wondered about, drumroll, AdWords, Google AdWords, you're going to learn cutting edge tactics and strategies for how to be more effective in Google AdWords. And with us today to explain the madness of Google AdWords, we've got Dan Barrett. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing awesome, man. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Really excited to learn the skill of Google AdWords and cutting edge tactics and strategies. A little bit about Dan, and then he'll get into it in more detail. His company is the only Google partner agency that exclusively works with real estate investors. They've managed over $1 million of client spend, and they are rock and roll, and they're in like the highest percentile of how they grade out. They've got the highest level certification for an agency can receive. So they are the go-to shop for Google AdWords and making some money on your spend. He is the founder of AdWords Nerds, and you can say hi to him at adwordsnerds.com. There's a link to that in the show notes page, and they're based out of Middletown, Connecticut. With that being said, Dan, really quick, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background, and then we'll get into Skill Set Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. My background is I actually went to school for education and history. I have my master's degrees in those things. But ever since I was a kid, I was pretty much building websites and doing work online. I was in a lot of bands and sort of just did a lot of online marketing and stuff like that. And I was actually in the middle of doing my student teaching to become a high school history teacher when I realized I was making more freelancing part-time doing online marketing than I would probably in like my first 5 years as a public school teacher. And I love teaching, but I was kind of like, yeah, you know, I want to give this thing a shot. So we started and launched a web design firm that still runs and is rocking and rolling and doing really well. And then I wanted to branch out into AdWords because I love AdWords. I love how objective it is, how powerful it is. We had done it here or there for a couple of clients and gotten really, really amazing results. And, you know, it's a weird industry. So we really wanted to take the approach from very early on that we were completely customer focused. You know, we did a lot of things that other agencies just didn't do, you know, like give people free trials and let them cancel at any time and let them access their own accounts and all these things. And it just went really well. So about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago now, we decided to work exclusively with real estate investors because actually all of our best clients were real estate investors. And we started working on that and just focusing on that industry. And it's been awesome. This has been the most fun. We get to do all this really cool original research and sort of be very innovative and work with a lot of really awesome people. So that's been our trajectory so far. We're a team of four, and it's been a blast. It's a lot of fun.
So I want to take the conversation in two different but overlapping directions. One is lessons you've learned along the way while working with the different real estate investors. And then two, if we are doing it on our own, what are some tactics that you think we should employ and best practices? So first, let's start with the foundational stuff. What have you learned by working with real estate investors? And perhaps that bleeds into kind of best practices.
There's a lot of stuff out there about AdWords. And I think one of the most important things to realize is that real estate investors have a very unique business model, right? So, but when we started working with real estate investors, I had actually come from doing full-time AdWords work focusing on plumbers, right? So I always compare kind of plumbers to real estate investors. Plumbers are a pretty typical AdWords kind of market. And so if you go online, you kind of look up tutorials and stuff, they're going to show you the approach that works for a business like that, right? You've got a service or a product, you're selling at a certain price, you know, and you kind of do this sort of traditional setup where you got a bunch of keywords and you're doing a bunch of stuff and, you know, whatever. The problem is that when you move into targeting motivated sellers, which is what the majority of our clients are interested in, right? They're trying to generate motivated seller leads. It's actually the polar opposite approach from the sort of plumber stuff where you're trying to get as many views as possible and trying to get as many clicks as possible. For motivated sellers, it's a very tiny sliver of the entire world of real estate kind of searches, right? You got all these people are going online, they're searching for like Zillow, and they're searching for like, hey, there's a house on the corner and I want to find out how much it's sold for and all this different stuff. And only a tiny percentage of those are actually motivated sellers. And so what ends up working for real estate investors is a very targeted, sort of laser-focused approach, because you only need one good lead to pay for your entire year's worth of ad spend in AdWords, right? I mean, if you're doing one single deal and you can make 10 to 20 to 30 to 40,000 like some of our clients can do, or even if you're wholesaling, right, you're doing, you know, closer to 5 to 7 or whatever, those leads are so potentially valuable that it just changes all the equations, right? So what I'll typically say to kind of real estate investors is like, well, it's important to work on the basis of your own business, not the sort of common accepted wisdom about what works in AdWords, because it doesn't particularly work well for real estate investors. Now, I'll give you an example of this, right? So we've taken over accounts from people all the time, and they've kind of been running sort of different variations of what they think is going to work in AdWords. And, you know, a lot of times we'll sort of rebuild their accounts, but we keep all that data. Every time we work with a new real estate investor, we get more data into our kind of pool, right? And so what we learned was we actually did a massive statistical analysis across literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of different searches, right? So big investors, small investors, huge budgets, tiny budgets. 5 years ago, 4 years ago, last year, this year, all this different data. We piled it all together, and we actually did an analysis where we tried to figure out what keywords historically actually perform for real estate investors. And what we found is that out of all the keywords that everybody targets, right? And a lot of times, you know, people will get these lists of like thousands of keywords and they'll target them all. 4.6% of all of those keywords ever generate a single lead. The vast majority of that amount only generate one lead in the entire history of all that data we looked at, right? So, you know, your listeners or your sort of best ever listeners, right? They may have heard of the 80-20 rule, where it's like 20% of what you do gives you 80% of the results. Yep. For real estate investors in AdWords, it's like the 4.6 to like 95.4 rule, right? That's very typical of the kind of thing that we see, where it's almost like the opposite approach to what people typically do is what's going to actually move the needle for real estate investors.
What are those words?
The keywords? Actually, we're building the list right now. So we are going to publish that. We're going to put that out for free. And I basically what I'm working on now is a list of about 100 to 200 that are going to be our suggested keywords for most folks. But I don't remember them off the top of my head. But it is a pretty concrete list for us right now.
I'm sure a lot of the best ever listeners will be memorizing them like certain people memorize a Scrabble dictionary when they're playing Scrabble.
Yeah. I mean, we are going to put those out for free because, you know, for me, it's all about kind of sharing the information. And I think, you know, we've been lucky enough to work with some really amazing investors, and that's where we get our data. So for us, that's about giving back to the community and making sure that that information is freely accessible.
When will that be compiled?
So we're actually have the data now. What I'm doing is writing an explanation of kind of the research that we did. We're going to put that out in a detailed article that's going to show up on the, sorry, if you can hear that clanging, that's my heater turning on, which is horrible. But we're going to do a detailed article. It's going to be up on the Investor Carrot blog, I think probably later this month. And then we'll also do a version on our own website at AdWordsNerds.com. We'll kind of do some shorter versions as well. So I would just kind of watch either one of those websites over the course of the next month, and they should show up there.
Okay. Can you email me whenever that goes live, and then I'll update the show notes with the link to that info?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll absolutely do that. So yeah, so that'll be great. The link will be here as well.
Cool. With those keywords, though, I'm thinking, you know, wholesalers and fix and flippers, they're trying to find a house that has a motivated seller. And they're also trying to build their buyers list, which probably won't find through Google AdWords. They're probably trying to find the property. But I'm also aware that real estate investors aren't just wholesalers and fix and flippers, although the majority of the real estate investors are. You know, I personally am not a wholesaler or a fix and flipper. I buy apartment communities.
Right.
These AdWords, I suspect, are geared towards wholesalers and fix and flippers. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah. So if you're going to do something that's sort of off of that main path, So like, for example, you're doing apartments, it is going to be slightly different. I think the principles are going to be the same, which is that especially for something that's more focused, like apartments, for example. Remind me, I'll let you know. We actually have a client that's doing the apartment thing. So we're actually doing research on that stuff right now. But the principle is the same, that the money is in the laser-like focus. Because the kind of main kind of rule we always talk about is that Google got to be Google because they are super good at getting you to give them money, right? Like, that's why Google is inventing self-driving cars, because AdWords is really, really good at taking your money. And it's not that it's not good at then giving you leads that are going to turn into deals. It is. But the strategy for almost everybody has to be to minimize the amount of money you give to Google while maximizing the amount of leads that you get out of that equation. And that is always going to be the result of working with fewer keywords that are proven performers rather than targeting a huge list, right? Because you can always grow your account when you are profitable. The problem comes when people try to go big right off the bat and they're not profitable. They end up kind of just dropping out altogether before they kind of pass that threshold and they start making a lot of money. So the core principle is still there. It's still going to be a relatively tight keyword list that's going to be the driver of your long-term performance. But you are absolutely right that if you're targeting kind of a niche within the investment community, your keyword selection has to represent that.
We've talked about, you know, the keywords and that the list that you'll send over to me, and once it's published, as well as, you know, you best ever listeners, you can check it out on adwordsnerds.com. But let's get into tactics. As at the beginning, we talked about, you know, this being Skill Set Sunday, cutting edge tactics for real estate investors. So what are some tactics that the best ever listeners can take away after listening to this conversation and do well with AdWords?
All right. So I'll tell you my kind of major ones, the mistakes that I see people making most often, right? Because I think if your kind of best ever listeners can implement even some of these, and they're using AdWords at any volume, meaning they're putting some money into it already, this will literally save them tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over the lifetime of their account, just doing these things. And they're actually not super complicated things, okay? First thing is to make sure that they are tracking their conversions and split testing their landing pages, okay? This is something that's actually not AdWords specific. It can work for SEO, it can work for whatever, but for AdWords, it can literally make or break your account over time, okay? So the first thing is making sure that they're actually set up to track conversions, meaning that, you know, Google's gonna give you a little piece of code, you're gonna put it on the thank you page, like wherever someone lands when they fill out your form, right? Whenever someone fills out that form, that data is sent back to AdWords, and you can see which keyword and which ad drove the conversion, okay? That's incredibly important because it allows you to improve your account over time. And even if you're just improving 0.5% there, 0.33% here, over the course of a year, those changes are cumulative, right? And the amount of profit you are going to make because of that process is just absolutely huge, all right? The other thing is that it lets you split test your landing pages, so that you are always testing, you know, what if I change my headline here? Or, you know, what if I move my form over here? Or what if I change my button from green to red or whatever it is? It's the same principle, right? The way to win at AdWords is to not necessarily, like, there's some kind of account that we could set up that's always going to bat 1,000, right? Because that isn't really true. What is true is that the people who are set up for gradual but continuous improvement are the ones that win in the long term. And that's, if I could only tell people to do one thing, it would be that. Because even if you start with a horrible account and a horrible setup and a horrible landing page and everything's just awful, right? If you are constantly improving, you will eventually become more profitable than all of your competition. The second thing is to understand keyword match types, which, you know, we don't have to get too deep into it because it can get a little confusing. But the thing to understand about Google is we've been talking about keywords, right? Let's take a random keyword. Let's take sell my house fast. It's something that a lot of real estate investors target, right? I want the people to go to Google and type in sell my house fast. Well, when you target that keyword in AdWords, you actually have control over how Google's going to match your ads with those searchers. And we do that through these things called match types, and there are four. There's broad match, which lets Google kind of match you up with whoever it thinks is right for you. There's modified broad match, which restricts Google's control a little bit. There's phrase match keywords, which restrict Google's control even more. And then there's exact match keywords, which give Google no control whatsoever and say, you know, you have to match me with only this exact phrase. And again, like, we don't have to get into the technical bits of it, but the thing to take away is that each of these match types, so there's four versions of any keyword you want to target, each version is going to perform differently and be more or less profitable depending on you and your market and your page and all this stuff. So when we say sell my house fast is a good keyword, the thing you have to think about is like, well, okay, there's actually four versions of that keyword and each one will perform slightly differently. My suggestion kind of goes like this. If you have a smaller budget and you want to be more conservative, you only work with phrase and exact match keywords. So you literally have no broad or modified broad match keywords in your account. You only work with phrase and exact match keywords. If you have some more budget and you're more worried about lead volume than you are about lead cost, then you can add in broad and modified broad. But I will say the number one reason that people lose money in Google AdWords, and this is absolutely true of investors, we see this all the time, is that they do not realize these different match types or match options are there in their account, and they only go with broad match keywords. And broad match keywords give Google the most money and give you the most kind of low quality leads of all of the match types that are available. So just to reiterate, because again, I know there's like a lot of stuff going on there, but in general, if you have a limited budget and you care, you have to watch your lead cost very closely, only use phrase and exact match keywords. If you have a bigger budget or you care more about lead volume than you do about lead cost, work in broad and modified broad. Does that make some sense?
Yep, makes sense.
All right, cool. The last thing that I would say, and this is a big thing that we see a lot that really limits people's potential for growth over time, is how they structure their account. The easiest way to structure your AdWords account, this is what we see most people do, is they kind of set up a new campaign and they basically put all of their keywords in one giant bucket. All right. And that's the easiest way to do it. Google will actually suggest that you do it this way a lot of the time. And it really makes it hard to spot what's working and get long-term improvements. Our suggestion is that you do this in a very specific way. Okay, so if you start a campaign, let's say you have a campaign in AdWords that's like my motivated seller campaign. And within that campaign, you have ad groups, which are these groupings of keywords that you can create. You can put as many of these as you want or as few of these as you want. Our suggestion is that in every ad group, you have only one keyword. This is like the polar opposite of the way most people do this, right? Most people, the way they do this, is they've got their campaigns, like my motivated seller leads campaign. They've got an ad group that's like motivated seller keywords, and they put all their keywords in this one ad group. What we are suggesting is that you actually go through the additional trouble, and it's kind of a pain in the butt the first time you set it up, but only one keyword in each ad group. The reason we suggest this is because you can create extremely specific ads in each ad group that are only targeted to a single keyword. So for example, sell my house fast. Let's say that's your keyword. You can say sell my house fast in your ads. If you have another ad group that's like, let's say I'm targeting the Joe. Let's say we're targeting people that are Googling you, right? So I've got my ad groups like Joe Fairless. And then the keywords in that ad group is just one, says Joe Fairless. And then my ads can say, are you looking for Joe Fairless? Right? Same thing if I say like my house is in foreclosure. I've got an ad group called Foreclosure House. The keyword is just foreclosure house, right? And then in my ad, I can say, is your house in foreclosure? Because we've put these in these tiny, very focused buckets, we can write extremely specific ads. Whereas if you put everything in one giant group, you've got to write one giant vague ad. Mm. And what this does is give you literally an order of magnitude higher click-through rate, which is the percentage of people that are clicking the ad after they see it, because the ads are exactly what they're looking for because you took the effort to write that extremely specific ad. And when more people click your ads, if your ads get a higher percentage of people that click on them, Google actually charges you less than your competitors. Because Google's like, hey, you know what you're doing. Your ads are really cool. You get a lot of people to click on you. I want to show you more often. So I'm actually going to charge you less than all of your competitors. And this is how even small investors like mom and pop investors, or you know, if you're a single person working on a business, this is how you can successfully compete with and beat advertisers like Zillow and Trulia or you know, the big investor companies that might be competing with you. It's always through focus rather than going in kind of in a shotgun approach. Does that make sense?
Yeah, those are three really great tactics. I'm glad that you shared them.
These are things we see over and over and over again when we take over kind of new client accounts. And honestly, those three things alone will just go so far towards preventing waste that it's going to be like night and day. Even if you don't do anything else to your campaign, doing those things will get you a huge improvement. So they're really important.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for being on the show. Where's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you?
So the best place to reach us is just at our website, which is adwordsnerds.com. It's adwordsnerds.com. And they can reach us there, and you know, we've got all sorts of information, and they can learn more about us. And we also have a free trial for people that are interested in getting started. So, you know, people are curious and they just want to talk to us and see what the deal is. They can go there, and we make it as easy as possible.
Awesome. Well, this has been a conversation where, boy, I was learning a lot, taking a lot of notes, and I love how at the end you got into the three tactics for being effective at having a Google AdWords campaign. One is make sure that you are tracking conversions and split testing the landing pages. Two is understand the keyword match types. And you mentioned how each will perform differently and be more or less profitable. And if we're working on a smaller budget, to go with the phrase match keywords and the exact match keywords. And then three, be laser focused. That's your overarching advice for this, as well as number three, where every ad group should only have one keyword. That way you can have very specific and focused ads. And thank you for also sharing the number one reason real estate investors lose money is that they don't realize those match options are in their account and they'll go broad. And they don't like it, and Google doesn't like it. They like it when you're getting lots of clicks so that they actually charge you less, and that's how you compete with the big boys. So thank you so much for being on the show, sharing your insight into Google AdWords, and I hope you have a best ever weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. It was a blast, and I appreciate it very much.
Do you have a fix and flip project that needs financing? Then go to fundthatflip.com. You can do the online application. Takes as little as 5 minutes to see if you're approved, and then you could be financed within 7 days. Pretty quick stuff. They're an online lender. They specialize in fix and flip projects. Go to fundthatflip.com.